Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by Tim Dunaghy. You know the name, and the movie coming up is Inside Game. It's going to open up nationally on November the 1st, where Tim Dunaghy discusses a lot. And really, you bare your soul a little bit in the making of this movie. Do you not, Tim?
Absolutely. As I said, to many people, it was embarrassing, when I was going through everything, and it's just as embarrassing now to be it played out on the big screen for everybody to relive again.
So why would you want to be involved in it if it is so embarrassing? Do you find a catharsis in it?
You know, I think there's a great message in the movie about choices and how those choices not only affect ourselves, but affect the people that we love the most, and that's our family. And I think that they do an absolute great job in portraying that. And, you know, Paulie Martino and Tommy Martino, who I know you know Tommy,
sure.
They're making donations to Elwynn, which is a school for physically and mentally challenged boys in Springfield, Pennsylvania, which, you know, got me when they told me they were going to do that. So I wasn't going to be on board at first, and I decided to jump on board just because of that main reason right there. And you know, those two guys are good guys, and they've already made donations to the school. So, you know, there is some good that's going to come from all this.
Let me ask you to take you back into this. Is that attending the same high school? I was in class with your older brother, and obviously knowing the guys that were involved in this case. At what point did you wander off the path, Tim? You had one of the best jobs, and Shep, one of our staff here at the JK Show, he was sharing earlier. You know, you were in an elite position. What, 50 guys had that job, and that had to be a great life. How'd you get lured back into the underbelly of Delco, where we both came out of?
Yeah, poor choices. I'll tell you, you're 100% right. I had a great job. Living a great lifestyle, members of country clubs, and, you know, just started doing the wrong things, getting a little bit cocky and,
wagering that drug you down? Personal wagering,
right? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On the golf course, playing cards, running to the casinos, betting on, college and pro football, and it just kept, you know, spilling over to the next step, the next step, the next step, and, you know, basically started giving people information that I was receiving in the locker rooms, injury reports, or referees.
Was that to get you out of debt?
No, it wasn't to get me out of debt. I never was in debt. You know, we did well gambling, especially on the NBA. So, it was never a situation where I went to the casino and lost 20 grand and needed to do this. It just was a situation where I loved the action.
Tim Dunaghy's the movie's coming out. It's called Inside Game. Now, they're going to be opening this in all 30 NBA markets, right? So people who are big NBA fans that are interested in this story are going to get a chance to see the film.
Oh, yeah. It's in, going to open up in New York, Detroit, Miami, Orlando, L.A., all the big cities. And, we saw it last week again at Lehigh University, and everybody seems to really love it. And, again, it's tough for me to sit through it because it's about me, but when people continue to come up to you and tell you that there's a great message in the movie, you know, now I'm glad I'm really involved in it.
Tim, you and I talked the other day with Shaq, and the Shaq podcast interview with Tim Dunaghy will premiere tomorrow on Podcast One and iTunes Podcast. And I asked you a question, and I still can't wrap my head around it. Is in the trailer of the movie and everything they talk about this, that you were worried enough that at one time witness protection was on the table. Is that correct? Am I characterizing that correctly?
Yes, you're proffering for the FBI and basically bearing your soul and confessing your sins. You know, there were times when Phil Scala, who was the supervisory special agent for the Gambino crime family squad, told me, that the witness protection, program would be on the table for me. And they said the same thing to Tommy Martino. So right there, when they start talking about that, you know, your heart sinks and you really think, man, I'm really in really deep at this point.
Okay, so what I ask you is then why would you talk about it now? If it scared you enough back then, why would you want to bare your soul about all this now? Wouldn't you be in potentially the same danger from the people that you were in danger from then?
You know, I think that I'm still in contact with a lot of the FBI agents, you know, that worked the case before. They say I'm not in harm's way. You know, it's a situation where the movie was going to go on with or without me. So me participating in it, I don't know if it puts me in any more harm's way than it would without me participating in it. So, you know, I decided to do it.
And Tim, I'm not giving you an out in any way, but I'm going to tell you that I said it the other day and I'll say it again. People don't understand, I think, that grew up in different areas of the country. Growing up in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, gambling was prevalent. I tell the story of how one of my uncles, I would get a parlay card that I could fill out from the time I was in first grade if I did my chores every Friday. I mean, gambling in our area was much more prevalent. My daughter has grown up here in suburban Atlanta, and when she's home in Philly, she even sees it from her cousins and everything. But when she grows up here, she doesn't know about it. Totally different situation.
Right, and I remember being at Cardinal O'Hara, and
yes.
Thursday or Wednesday would come around, and people would have those little white sheets that
yes.
you paid $1 for, and if you pick four winners, you won
$10.
Like $100.
So, oh, yeah, $100. You know, three got you $10.
Yeah,
at least back, so, you know, I was a few years ahead of you, but 3 years, it was $10, three winners. That was a good deal.
And not only that, but the teachers had them, so it wasn't like it was anything wrong with doing it.
Do you know if Bud Gardler had ever found out that you were involved, he would have kicked your backside, the great Bud.
He would have. I tell you what, God.
What a great man!
You know, he was an icon at O'Hara. Was there for many years.
Do you now that it's past that time? Do you understand now though how damage is done to the credibility of sport? Do you believe games are fixed still today?
I believe that they're manipulated by the leagues. For certain reasons,
by the leagues,
the NBA.
By Explain the
leagues,
that.
Yes, they sit there and they program and train the referees before the games to concentrate on certain things, and it always goes in the favor of those teams that are down in the series to advance it to a 5-6 or even a 7th game. You know, and I think that they probably do that in the NFL too, with you know, telling the referees what to concentrate on plays that were missed in other games for teams in the NFL. So. I think it's definitely manipulated for the monopoly of the leagues and the bigger markets to make sure that there's more money put in the pockets of the NFL or NBA.
Now, are you involved in any kind of gambling now? I mean, even a parlay card. Like, I mean, which by the way, my entire family would be drawn off in handcuffs if that had ever been considered a crime in our area. So I'm just saying to you, do you ever get involved in anything like that ever?
What I do now is I have a website, refpicks.com. I just do some consulting work for people that do gamble a lot and want to know.
Is that smart? Tim, is that smart considering what happened?
Absolutely not. But you know what? It definitely wasn't my first career choice, but there was an opportunity there. And I interviewed went after many jobs, and because of my past,
right?
You know, there wasn't much opportunity out there for me. So when people approached me with that, you know, really, you know, I really had no choice. I had four daughters to support. We started it, and it has taken off. So, you know, again, it definitely wasn't my
sure.
first choice, but there weren't many choices out there for me.
Tim, I appreciate your candor and your honesty, and not putting any restrictions on the interview. So I really appreciate you making time today. Tim,
yeah,
everybody see the movie, Inside Game, and take care of everything. Make sure the streets of Delco are safe, all right, man? Because, I mean, my mom's in Drexel Hill. I want to make sure everything's still safe back there. Would you do it for me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.